Chapter 11. She made their works prosper by a hand of a holy prophet. They journeyed through the uninhabited wilderness and pitched their tents in untrodden places. They withstood foes and repelled their enemies. And when they thirsted, they called upon you, and water was given to them from a sheer rock, and a remedy for their thirst from a hard stone. For by the things through which their enemies were chastised, they themselves were benefited in their need. Indeed, rather than running water, when an ever-flowing river was troubled with defiled blood, as a rebuke to an infant slain command, you unexpectedly gave the Sacred Ones abundant water, once you had shown, by the thirst they had at that time, how you chastised their opponents. For when the Sacred Ones had been tried, though only corrected in mercy, they recognized how impious men, condemned in anger, were being examined by torture. For indeed, you tested the Sacred Ones, admonishing them as a father. But you rightly punished the others as a severe king. But even those afar off and those close by were harmoniously afflicted, for a twofold grief took hold of them, and a moaning at the memory of the ones who had departed. For when they heard that the cause of their own chastisements was a benefit to these others, they recognized the Lord. For though they had indeed mockingly rejected him who of old had been cast out in exposure, in the end of the events, they marveled at him, since the thirst they felt was not like that of the righteous ones. But in return for their unintelligent and unrighteous rationalizations, which led them astray into worshiping irrational creepers and worthless insects, you sent upon them a multitude of irrational animals for a rightful punishment, that they might recognize that a man is chastised by the very things through which he sins. For your all-powerful hand, which had fashioned the world from formless matter, was not without means to send upon them a multitude of bears or bold lions, or newly created unknown beasts full of fury, either blowing out a fire-breathing breath, or a belch of winnowing smoke, or flashing terrible sparks from their eyes. Not only could the harm they would do completely wipe them out, instead, even the mere sight of them causing fear could slay them. But even without these, they could have fallen by a single spirit, pursued by the rightful punishment and winnowed out by your powerful spirit. Instead, you have arranged all things by measure and number and weight. For great strength always abides with you, and who can oppose the might of your arm? Because before you, the whole world is like a grain that tips the scales. and like a drop of morning dew which falls upon the earth. But you have mercy upon all, because you can do all things. And you overlook the sins of men, that they may have a change of mind. For you love everything that exists, and do not loathe anything you have made. For what you hated, you would not have fashioned. But how could a thing remain unless you willed it, or be preserved had it not been called forth by you? But you spare all things, because they are yours. O Master, lover of souls, for your incorruptible spirit is in all things.